opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And joining me, he works for the NFL on CBS. He's going to be calling Vikings Titans on Sunday. Andrew Catalan. Andrew, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's start here with the Vikings going into this game. It's been a really tough start to the year. What do you make of the Vikings as you're getting ready for this game?
It's been a real rough start. I mean, they got things going wrong on both sides of the football. Offensively, I think they really missed Stephon Diggs. Again, it's still early, but Diggs appears to be a guy that has completely changed their offense, the lack of having him. There's still time for Justin Jefferson, obviously, first-round picks, only played two games, to get it going, to kind of take on that role opposite Adam Thielen. But so far, Kirk Cousins in this offense have not been able to find any rhythm. And defensively, where Mike Zimmer has obviously done such a great job over the years making that defense be one of the better ones in the league, between the free agent losses they had and some injuries now with Anthony Barr going on IR and with Danielle Hunter still not being able to play because of a neck injury, and specific to this game on Sunday against Tennessee, their secondary is really banged up. So they're not clicking on offense. They're undermanned on defense, and it's been a pretty ugly start so far for Minnesota.
Now, one of the things that I've been wondering about is Kevin Stefanski leaves and he goes to the Browns. I mean, do you think that's been a big factor in all of this?
I think it plays into it. He did a tremendous job last year. Obviously, it got him the Browns job, or certainly helped get him the Browns job. And Gary Kubiak is, you know, he's been doing this for a long time. As Mike Zimmer told us, he's one of the best there ever was at calling plays, but it just hasn't clicked yet. I mean, I think that, you know, you can certainly look at Stefanski leaving as to one reason why, but at the same time, I just still think that they're feeling their way. The interior of their offensive line isn't as strong as it was last year. And without Diggs, I still think they're adjusting. I mean, Thielen is getting double-teamed all the time, and there's really been nobody else to step up yet. Again, I think that Justin Jefferson, the rookie out of LSU, can be that guy, and I think he will get more targets starting on Sunday against Tennessee. But for two games so far, it's just nothing has worked offensively for Minnesota.
Yeah, so we're talking with Andrew Catalan from NFL on CBS. He's going to be calling Vikings-Titans, and let's go to the Titans, because for Tennessee, the last time a lot of people saw this team, it's a miraculous playoff run. I mean, it's just Derrick Henry, 250 yards a game, doing like record-setting things. And is there any reason, have you seen early in the season so far any resemblance to that team from last year?
Yeah, I do, Vince. I mean, I think that this team has a chance to make another deep run in the playoffs. You know, Derrick Henry sets the tone for everything they do. He kind of embodies who they are under Mike Vrabel, that blue-collar, hard-working, tough, physical player, that attitude that Mike Vrabel has brought. Henry is that guy. But not only does he run the ball down your throat, but he opens up the play action for Ryan Tannehill. And Tannehill has been incredible so far this year. 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's completing 70% of his passes. He seems to have a great rhythm with the tight end, Jonnu Smith. 3 of Tannehill's 6 touchdowns have gone to the tight end. So, you know, they're physical up front with that offensive line. Defensively, they fly to the football. They've got Jadeveon Clowney, who, along with Vic Beasley, who could be making his Titans debut. They're going to bring pressure off the edge on Kirk Cousins. They're a veteran team defensively. I don't think last year was a fluke. I really think this is a team that's going to make a lot of noise again this season.
So what do you make of that whole division, by the way? Because the AFC South is an interesting one, right? You have the Colts, the Texans. Like, who do you think is going to come out of that division?
You know, right now you'd say Tennessee's the favorite, but I wouldn't count out Houston, even though they're 0-2. I mean, you know, they lost opening night to Kansas City and then at home to a Baltimore team who, you know, is one of the best teams in the league as well. So they've got a tough schedule, but I think Houston will have time to right the ship. You know, I really like Frank Reich and the job that he's done in Indianapolis. They had a tough loss week one to Jacksonville, but you know, they bounced back against Minnesota last week. And I think as Phillip Rivers starts to find some momentum, that Indianapolis could be dangerous. Yeah, I was really high on Jacksonville after their first two games, but it was a disappointing effort on Thursday against Miami. So, yeah, I think you can make a case for three of the four teams in this division, but right now I'd pick Tennessee as the favorite.
Okay, so let's go to one of the guys that you've mentioned a couple of times in our conversation here, Stephon Diggs. Now, he's on the Buffalo Bills, and you've called a Bills game. What do you make of that fit with him and Josh Allen and everything the Bills are doing?
Yeah, so Vince, I've had a chance the last 5 years to call the preseason games for Buffalo. Obviously, there was no preseason this year, but I've spent a lot of time up there over the summer going to training camp and kind of getting to know Sean McDermott and their general manager, Brandon Bean. And the culture that those two have put together in Buffalo is absolutely incredible. I could sense it building in the past couple years, but now they seem to have it at a point where they are really, really impressive to me. Now, they had a tough game against the Rams coming up, but they have all the pieces there to make a deep run in the playoffs. Josh Allen, with all of this surrounding pieces now, is really making a lot of plays. He's still doing with his legs, but he's showing you confidence in the pocket as well. And Diggs just adds another dimension to that team. I mean, they already had downfield speed with John Brown. Now they throw Diggs in there, and it's really become pick your poison if you're a defense going against Buffalo. There are so many ways the Bills can beat you on offense, and that makes them very dangerous here in the AFC.
Yeah, and I'm glad you say that. We're talking with Andrew Catalan of NFL on CBS. Now, because I think of the Bills, right, and I was the biggest skeptic ever. Soon as they drafted Josh Allen, the Bills in their history, and Allen, and he was a strange prospect. And when you look at the way that he's grown over the past couple of years, and you look at the way they're adding these pieces around him, and they let him make mistakes, and the way this team is going, like, I saw them in the playoffs at one point, I'm thinking, okay, is this Jacksonville and Blake Bortles, and it's just one run? But this looks like a franchise that's here to stay. I mean, they look really stably well-built.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, we just spent a lot of time, or I just talking about their offense. But, I mean, their defense returns, you know, almost the entire unit as well. They've got one of the best corners in the NFL in Tre'Davious White. Their safeties, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, to me, are two of the best in the league. You know, again, I think it all starts with the culture that the GM and the coach, Bean and McDermott, respectively, have put in place. I mean, they've found the right players in that locker room. They've got the right mix of guys, veterans, and sprinkling in some talented youth. It's just a very close-knit team, and I think especially in a year like this, when you have continuity, when you bring back pieces from last year, and then you miss the majority of the offseason and don't play any preseason games, teams that have continuity have an advantage this year, and Buffalo is definitely one of those teams.
Well, speaking of continuity, we've got just, I mean, an absolute juggernaut of a matchup this week. You get Chiefs and Ravens, two organizations full of continuity. What do you make of that matchup?
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. I'm actually calling the Ravens next week when they play Washington, so I'll be watching that one closely. Look, I mean, two of the most exciting quarterbacks in the NFL going head-to-head, and the exciting thing is that they're going to be around for a long time. I mean, you look around the AFC especially, so many young quarterbacks. It's very healthy for the NFL, and I can't wait for Monday night. You know, I think Baltimore – you know, they got a little chip on their shoulder this year. They're not happy with the way the season ended last year, and they bring back a lot of players, a lot of talent. And John Harbaugh is a tremendous coach, and I would expect Baltimore at home to really give the Chiefs a tough fight, and I wouldn't be surprised if Baltimore comes out on top. But either way, I think that's going to be a great game on Monday.
For sure. And here's the thing, too, is you look at those teams, and as far as the issues across the league, they seem reasonably healthy, but there's been injuries all over the place. And when you see people, especially like San Francisco and the amount of injuries that they had, and I'm an Eagles guy, I'm a Philly guy, the amount of injuries they had, you look around the league, I mean, there's injuries everywhere. And what do you think the deal is with that?
Yeah, tough deal. Obviously, last week it seemed like every time you got an update, it wasn't a positive one. I know a lot of people are pointing to the preseason and the lack thereof as to why guys are getting hurt. You know, I don't know if I buy into that. I just think it's just one of those unfortunate things. It seems like they all happened last week, and that kind of made it more magnified. But you know, I just think it's just part of football, and I don't think it's any one reason why it happened, and hopefully we have a nice, healthy week three.
Well, for sure, and enjoy calling the game on Sunday. Andrew Catalan, NFL on CBS. Thanks so much.
All right, Vince, anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.